Yeah, that, the loggerhead that you were talking about. Ever heard anybody call that a snapping turtle? Is that the same thing?
I'm not sure if that's the same thing as a snapping turtle or not.
That, the terrapin tortoise, gopher distinction, I ran into a lot of strange looks out west this summer when I told people back home, you know, like, well, call that a gopher. You tell the guy that all wrong. I tell you what a gopher
yeah.
is.
Yeah. He's this little thing that goes burrowing down.
Yeah, right. What wrote it?
Yeah.
These things that, oh, some people, I believe, eat these, especially in Louisiana, look like kind of little lobsters.
Crawfish.
Yeah.
Crawdads. There are those at home, too. But, I think they're becoming pretty scarce now. I think all the chemicals the farmers are using are wiping them out.
Use those for bait, too, can't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. That's the what we're used to using them for at home. Is for bait. And then we went out to New Orleans and they're like all the menus had like crawfish this and crawfish that on it. Well, we had some in a crawfish pie one time, and they were good.
I ask you about a few different types of insects. You know, at night, sometimes you see a lot of insects flying around, lights.
Lightning bugs.
Yeah.
Fireflies.
That flash.
Uh-huh.
Is that the same type of a bug? You know, a lot of them just seem to congregate around a light pole or something like that, or maybe if there's an exposed light bulb on the porch, it just might not
No, I'm pretty sure that those aren't the same kind that congregate around lights.
Have any idea what you might call that type of bug?
The one that, we just refer to them as light bugs. There's some type of moth that congregates around an exposed light. We have those at home. And then there's some other bugs too. But I don't think that any of them are lightning bugs.
You ever heard people talk about candle flies?
I've heard that term before. I don't know if I've read it or what, but I have heard the term and I'm not sure what they are.
Well, these things that are bad about getting in your clothes and eating holes out, those are
moths.
An insect that you see around ponds a lot, especially when you're fishing, maybe with the cane pole, these things tend to light on your pole, you know.
Dragonflies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heard people call them things besides dragonflies.
It seems like I have,
yeah.
And I can't remember.
What about snake doctor?
Mm-mm.
Well, get back to this insect, you know, that's bad about stinging if you're sitting out on your porch.
A mosquito.
Yeah. What about for dragonfly, a mosquito hawk?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. That's what I've heard.
And they're talking about the same kind of thing.
I think so, yeah.
Heard one called a snake feeder?
No.
That term, snake doctor.
Not familiar with snake doctor.
Well, what about some insects that are bad to sting
you? Oh, we have yellow jackets and wasps and bees, and they're hornets also.
For bad sting.
Yeah, horse flies, we have those, they bite. We don't have sand flies. So we're lucky about that.
You mentioned wasps. What about the singular form of that? Just one.